The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
Apple and Tim Cook are taking a bite out of China, the very latest on new initiatives and developments.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. As Apple faces political pressure in the United States, CEO Tim Cook is hard at work defending globalization in public speeches in China this week. This is just as we're hearing about new research and development centers in the works. Here with the very latest is Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, covers all things Apple for the Journal, and he joins us via our San Francisco studio. Welcome back, Trip.
Hey, thanks for having me.
CEO Tim Cook is making the rounds in China. Well, specifically, he's making some major speeches for the Chinese government. What is he addressing, and what can we expect to hear more of?
You know, he's put a lot of emphasis in his first speech, which was a public speech on Saturday, on innovation and globalization. And innovation is important to a Chinese audience because they increasingly want to see Chinese employees not just working on assembling iPhones in China, as they've done for a long time, but also working on some of the more sophisticated technology matters that are associated with iPhones. And then secondly, on globalization, that's important because there's a lot of concern in China as a consequence of Trump's election and the president's emphasis on America first, that Apple could look to relocate some of its manufacturing processes for the iPhone and other devices to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Cook just wants to emphasize that Apple stands behind globalization and, you know, for all intents and purposes, doesn't intend at this juncture to shift any of its manufacturing processes overseas.
Right, right. It's sometimes overlooked what a critical manufacturing hub China is for Apple, but this certainly serves as a reminder. Specifically announced were some new R&D centers. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah, the company announced two more R&D centers in China, bringing the total to four, and bringing total spending on R&D facilities to about $500 million. You know, a lot of people interpret this as, for lack of better terms, kind of paying the piper, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, China is really focused on trying, as I said earlier, trying to get away from these kind of low-end manufacturing jobs and getting more of its population employed on the, you know, farther up the food chain at the higher value jobs, the engineering jobs, and so on and so forth. And so by building out these R&D centers, Apple is essentially saying to China, to both the population and to the government, that it is buying into that same program and that same endeavor that the Chinese government's trying to push the country in.
Let's talk a little bit more, just remind our listeners of some of the setbacks Apple has seen in China in terms of sales, in terms of some production issues. What's it been grappling with, and what can we make of a potential game plan to address these situations?
You know, China has really been the driving force behind Apple's surge over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And really, if you go back the last 4 years or so. And what we saw a year ago when Apple struggled was its sales in China fell. They dropped about 17% last year. And that's in large part because of rising competition from homegrown rivals like Huawei, Vivo, Oppo, and some of these smartphone makers that have been started and really, you know, accelerated in China. And they're facing increased competition from them. So, you know, in addition to that, Apple's also facing some pressure from the government. They've had to take down their movies and book services. Mm-hmm. Because they don't comply with local laws. They faced a large backlash from consumer complaint organizations last year related to batteries that were malfunctioning in iPhone devices. And there have been a couple of other kind of rubs, if you will, with Chinese authorities that have been problematic for Apple. And those little instances are emblematic of sometimes what the government may want to see. you know, when it deals with international companies.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple's new initiatives in China. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So it seems like right now, you know, Tim Cook is kind of doing what he should in terms of nurturing that relationship with China with this news of, you know, the research and development centers down the pike and just making sure that China's aware and that everyone's aware that this is obviously a very important partnership and will continue to be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could very much see it as just like a diplomatic effort as much as anything. I mean, I spoke to an analyst named Roger Kay who put it this way. He just said that Apple's annoying to China because it's selling phones and sending money back to the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's competing with, you know, the local Chinese phone makers. So the best way to address that and to kind of maintain operational stability, Roger said, is to make investments like the R&D Center, to go and make speeches like Tim Cook has made this past week, that say, hey, we care about the Chinese marketplace. We understand what China wants to achieve, and Apple is on board with them.
Very good. Trip Mickle, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thanks, Don.
For more on reporter Trip Mickle's story, check out WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.